Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in the way that works best for you. Now, Cantwell, by the way, Mark, for those who are curious, he's at what's called the town meeting tonight in New Hampshire. I've never actually been to one of these things because in Keene, which is the political jurisdiction that claims domination over this particular territory, they have what's called a city government. And in the town governments, there's two types of town governments in New Hampshire. One of them has what's called this town meeting. As I understand, I could be slightly inaccurate on this, but from the way I understand it, this particular organization of town allows individuals who inhabit that place to actually vote sort of line by line on the budget and things like that.
Yeah, I think they have the same thing out in Grafton. It's almost like a direct democracy sort of scenario that you have there.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's some upsides, there's some downsides to that, but in a place where you've got enough liberty-minded people, there's definitely some upsides to a situation like that, as the folks in Grafton have been proving over the last couple of years. They don't have enough of a groundswell to really kind of take over the meeting yet in Grafton, but they've got enough to make things very difficult for the bureaucrats there.
They sure do.
The situation in Markstown, not quite as good, but nonetheless, that's where he is. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Associated Press reporting out of Washington that Americans' confidence in all three branches of government is at or near record lows, according to a major survey that has measured attitudes on the subject for four decades.
And it seems to be that I've heard this record low confidence numerous times over the last few years.
Yeah, so
it seems
happening.
To be plummeting rather rapidly. Now, I think like Congress has been at an all-time low for a long time, but now we're talking about they're losing faith in the judiciary, the executive, and the Congress all at the same time, which is pretty astounding.
It's good news. I mean, we certainly, the editorial viewpoint on this show is going to see this as very, very good news. Obviously, the people in the calling themselves the state or the federal government are likely very concerned about this. Their so-called aura of legitimacy is important to them. They want to make sure that you don't start to think of them as what they actually are, which is a group of men and women who are using the threat of violence and or actual violence to get their way, to extract money and obedience from them.
I don't expect that that's the reason that people are losing confidence in them. I think that most people are plenty faithful in the institution and just saying, hey, we've got to get a whole new gang of criminals in there. And
yeah, but you know, I think you're right about that, Chris, but also at the same time, anyone who's paying attention will, over enough time, realize that the Republicans and Democrats are essentially the same thing, that there's not a difference between them, really. I mean, Barack Obama's policies aren't markedly different than George W. Bush.
No, they are not markedly different when we're looking at things from our perspective, right? But if you're a guy who watches Fox News all day, you might get to thinking that George Bush was a great guy and Barack Obama is this evil monster. If you're watching MSNBC, you're just thinking, wow, all these Republicans hate my Democratic president. They're just a bunch of racists. They don't like a black man in the White House.
The good news is, Chris Cantwell, that most people don't watch Fox News and MSNBC anymore. I mean, people, I don't know if they ever did, but certainly television news viewership is at all-time lows as well, from what I understand. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I haven't looked at the numbers recently, but I've seen headlines previously that they've just been declining and declining and declining. More people are getting their news from the internet than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, the print media has been really decimated.
And
I think that now, a lot of people were still getting it from the television, but that's even declining more and more now as people are managing to find, better information, or at least information that they prefer on the internet and whatnot.
And that's something worth celebrating. I mean, it's good that people are not trusting the government anymore, at the very least not confident in it. And it's good that people are going to the internet to get their news. Now, if they're just going to Fox News Online, then there's really no change. But there are still, you know, there's more. It's more likely that if you're on the internet that you're going to encounter something else.
Yeah, if somebody's getting their news from Think Progress, I'm not sure how big of an upgrade that is.
Every now and then they've got a good story over there. I mean, we've used some of their work here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, they'll love to point out some police brutality, warmonger stuff that's, you know, positive, certainly.
So, I mean, it's also true, you could argue that, well, people on the internet are going to run in their own circles, their network of friends is going to share their beliefs, so even though they might have a chance of seeing things that are sort of outside of their paradigm, that they're still somewhat insulated from that, and I think that's
Well, certainly,
there.
especially, I think, you know, Facebook is the number one social media site, right? And of course, if you're getting your news from Facebook, you're getting your news from your friends who are sharing it, who they are probably your friends because you have similar belief systems. And
right.
Facebook is doing all sorts of algorithmic things in order to get in front of you what it thinks you are going to like, not necessarily what is the information that you need to make informed decisions, unfortunately. Now, of course, that's fine because Facebook's trying to make its users happy. I'm not bashing Facebook necessarily for trying to give its users what it thinks is going to make them happy. But if you're, you know, getting news and the news is making you happy, then you're probably not getting a very good news source because the news is absolutely terrible.
Well, and of course, there are great sources of news online. You just have to know which ones they are and keep an open mind to understand that, you know, there are other options out there. Compare different choices in the media. Compare the different stories. Derek Jay had two stories the other night that were about the same subject. I think it was net neutrality, but written in a very different manner. So it is important to stay as objective as possible.
I like that. I do the Google News feed, so I have that, and they group the stories by subject matter, but not by ideology, right? So my news feed will have the exact same subject matter and two headlines that completely clash with each other, and it makes me laugh sometimes. And I look at it, I'm like, how could they possibly be this far off? And you go read the subject, and it's like I was saying the other day, I look to find the biased news source that identifies its bias so I know how to interpret the data.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
And
yeah, just be out in front with it. I mean, freekeen.com is obviously a biased news source. I would never claim to be a journalist in the sort of classic idea that, well, the journalist is supposed to show what is supposedly both sides or all sides of a particular issue. And I don't bother trying to do that at freekeen.com. I have a bias towards liberty. And some people, I guess that bothers, but I know there are people who appreciate knowing that up front.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, I'm not going to spend a great deal of time talking about, if I'm talking about abolishing some subsidy, I'm not going to go out and look for those, you know, success stories of this underprivileged black single mother who benefited from some college scholarship program that the government gave her or something, right? I'm certainly going to leave that piece of information out because it's not relevant to the fact that there's a global system of violence and coercion throwing people in prison if they don't pay tribute to them, right? Like, that's not the story that I'm trying to tell.
Right, and over at ChristopherCantwell.com, I mean, your headline says it all. Anarchist, atheist, a-hole.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get what you've come there for. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go with some more of these numbers here. According to the survey, the General Social Survey, 2014's edition of this, it finds that only 23% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. So about 1 in 4. 11% have a great deal of confidence in the executive branch, and all of 5% have a great deal of confidence in Congress.
It's surprising to me that so many people have. It's surprising to me that the judicial branch is the one with the most faith in it, actually.
Why is that surprising?
Well, I mean, the only reason I guess it's not surprising is because people aren't quite as familiar with it. Maybe it's not covered as much in the media and they don't see how bad it is. Because the judicial branch, as you're certainly aware, if you look at any of these court cases that we get, I mean, they are obviously responsible for a great deal of harm being done, or at least they're reinforcing a great deal of the harm being done. And the majority of the really controversial decisions that they make are made down these 5-4 splits, right? You've got 9 judges in there who are hearing an issue of whether or not something is constitutional, and 5 justices think that it's constitutional, and 4 justices think that it's not constitutional, and now it's constitutional, as if this is just a factual matter, as if this is not just as political a body as anybody else. And these people are lifetime appointments, right? If you read the Constitution, it says that they keep their positions throughout good behavior. That doesn't mean as long as they comb their hair and make their bed, it means that they never go away. You can't vote them out.
Yeah, they have to do good things for the state. 855-453, 855-450-3733. But let's talk more about why people believe in the courts more so than the executive and the legislative branches here in moments. You can also share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, that investing ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2222. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. Something else you can enjoy is a whole bunch of coffee from BuzzBox. A whole pound of it, as a matter of fact. Free to you. All you have to do is just cover the shipping cost. They'll send you the pound gratis. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great product, and when you get on their auto-ship program, which you will as soon as you get that first pound, you can adjust how often it's shipped to you and what the size is that's shipped to you and the flavor, of course. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started. But portions of the profits will go toward Kiva.org, which is a company that does microloans for people all around the globe, making people's lives better, especially in areas of great poverty. So very, very cool service. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started. You just pay that shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. If for some reason you don't like this coffee, but I can tell you, Mark is a big coffee drinker. He's normally our co-host here on weeknights, but he's at town meeting tonight. He loves BuzzBox coffee and drinks it every single day, and we've heard rage from our listeners about it as well. So try for yourself. You got nothing to lose. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So the survey says, the General Social Survey from 2014, AP reporting here that Americans' confidence in government. And by the way, even though it was a 2014 survey, it was released today. So these are fresh numbers.
Right. We're at the beginning of 2015. We're going to be getting more and more 2014 numbers and that sort of thing.
Americans, 23% of them have what is described as a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. 11% have a great deal of confidence in the executive branch, and only 5% in Congress. So these numbers aren't looking good, but we were speculating a moment ago, Chris, on why it is that people are so much more in believing in the court system.
Yeah, and my speculation is very simple, that they're just plain ignorant of it. Like if they receive the same amount of press as Congress does, then I don't imagine that people would have as much faith in the Supreme Court, because as we were saying before, it's so ridiculous the notion that these people work on, that you've got 9 justices in there, and between the 9 of them, they're supposed to decide if an issue is or is not constitutional. And you would think that, like, well, is it constitutional or not? You would think that 9 Supreme Court justices would be able to agree whether or not something was constitutional if it's
clear. Yeah, and the Constitution is supposed to be pretty easy to read, right?
Exactly. It was written in the plain language of the day. Anybody can go pick up a Constitution and really read it from cover to cover in a pretty short period of time.
But your interpretation doesn't matter. What matters is those 5 people. They decide.
Yeah. 5 out of 9 Supreme Court justices can decide that something is constitutional when the other 4 say that it is not. And I would think that if you looked at that happen enough times, you would realize the absurdity of the Constitution itself. Much more, you know, the Supreme Court justices, because all of these really controversial decisions that we've got, all the way back to like Wicker v. Filburn, which is a really landmark Supreme Court case that opened up the floodgates for the federal government, that one and so many other really important cases were made along 5-4 decisions, and they fundamentally altered the way that this country functions. During the New Deal, there was a thing they called the switch in time that saved 9, or is something to that effect, where FDR was threatening to pack the Supreme Court because the Constitution doesn't say how many justices there's supposed to be.
Oh, really?
Right. The Constitution doesn't say there will be 9 Supreme Court justices.
So they could keep appointing them.
Right. So theoretically, the president could go and appoint a bunch of extra judges and they could all be on his side, and then he would have a majority decision that way.
Now, doesn't he need Congress's approval to do that?
Yeah, he needs Senate confirmations of them. But let's say you have, say you had support in the Senate but not in the House or something to that effect, then you could have. Theoretically, these things could happen, right? Or you
so
make
both
recess.
Sides of the legislature.
There's also such a thing as recess appointments. So if Senate is not in session, then the president can make what's called recess appointments, and that's been the
you
subject.
Just drop
of,
one in,
yeah, and that's been a source of a lot of controversy because most presidents understand that that's really unpopular. But there's been a couple of things with that during the Obama administration that have really upset a lot of people.
So I've got some speculation as to why the numbers are so drastically different. I mean, 23% saying they have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. It would be interesting to see what people's confidence rate is in their local court system. and their local governments as well. I imagine the confidence would be higher in local governments simply because they, you know, they at least seem more accessible to people.
Well, yeah, and your local courts. I mean, first of all,
the local courts have screwed over a lot more people than has the Supreme Court, at least directly.
Well, directly, yes. I mean, the Supreme Court obviously screws over everybody in the country every time it does something bad, but they don't feel it as much, and it's not as immediate. But
you don't get a fine from the Supreme Court or jail time.
Right. Your local court is a situation where it's probably dealing with a lot of people that you perceive to be bad people, right? So they're dealing with criminals, right? So and most people are just going in there and pleading. Oh, the perception, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but the reality is they keep hitting more and more people over time. It's likely that the older you get, you've had some sort of negative court experience.
It certainly is, but the vast majority of people won't suffer that. Right.
So the vast majority of people. Really, I mean, if you look at younger age groups, those guys are getting trotted into court for underage possession of alcohol, cannabis possession. I mean, there's all kinds of people who otherwise would be on the up and up as far as they're not stealing or murdering or raping or something like that.
But at the same time, that they see the court doing exactly what the sport court is supposed to do. They're like, well, I got caught with alcohol. It's illegal for me to have alcohol. The court seems to be working pretty well by taking my money away.
Yeah. You're right about that. There is some self-flagellation going on, if that's the right term.
Yeah. You
definitely see that when you're in jail. I know you probably saw it when you were spending a little time behind bars in New York. I certainly saw it here in New Hampshire, where the guys who were in there, like guys who were there for drug charges, for instance, would sort of beat themselves up and, you know, say things like, oh, well, I got caught. I deserved it. And I'm like, no, you don't deserve this. You didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, that was something that absolutely scared the life out of me when I went to jail the second time. I thought that this was going to be a really great opportunity to radicalize people, right? I was going in there and I was going to say, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for me to spread the message of liberty. I'll talk to these, you know, drug dealers and people who got caught with any number of stupid things and say, hey, here's why you shouldn't be in here. Here's why the Constitution shouldn't have you in here. Here's why the government is unjust. And people were actually angry with me for trying to tell them this. I almost got into fights with people for telling them that they shouldn't be in jail. And I'm like, are you people out of your, I'm the guy who wants you out of here. You're being oppressed and victimized. I'm the one who's saying that it's unjust and that we should do something about it. And you're ready to punch me in the face? What planet do we live on?
Yeah. So share your experience with us here toll free at 855-453. So it would be interesting to see people comparing the, you know, their belief, their I guess confidence in the Supreme Court versus their local district or superior courts. So
was this survey say government in general? Or was it the federal government? Or
it seems to be at the government, the federal government, because they do specify it was the Supreme Court, the executive branch, and Congress. I mean, maybe if you actually look at the survey itself, they drill down into local. That's just not what's in the story.
Because I noticed when I was, we had the school board elections recently, and I was out asking people the question, do you think right size? Yep. An almost surprising number of people asked me, well, which government am I talking about, right?
Yep.
So they would think maybe the feds were too big, but Keene was, maybe Keene was too big, but maybe the state of New Hampshire was just the right size or something to that effect.
Okay, Michael, well, we can talk more about that because it's kind of an interesting little experiment that we were engaged in yesterday here. And we'll get back to some more of these numbers and why are people believing in the court system. I still have some more ideas on that as well. You can share your thoughts here toll free, 855-453, or join us via Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com is your website, Chris. What's going on over there right now?
Well, I actually I have a couple of episodes of Some Garbage Podcast coming up, or a couple of the most recent posts. I'm actually doing two episodes this week. Tomorrow I have Wes Benedict coming on. He's the executive director for LP National Libertarian Party.
That's right. You rejoined the Libertarian Party.
I rejoined the Libertarian Party, so I wrote about that a little bit recently. And a bunch of my hardcore NCAPs that I've been feeding red meat to over the course of years have called me a status sellout. So I will be... I have Wes Benedict coming on to talk about sort of what anarchists can do in the Libertarian Party. I've got some Rothbard stuff about the Libertarian Party that I want to go over.
Just to clarify something, you joined the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. What about the national one?
I haven't joined national, but I figure my audience is largely outside of New Hampshire, mm-hmm. so perhaps the director for national is a more recognizable figure for them.
Gotcha.
If they're paying attention to the Libertarian Party at all, which in large part they are not. And then Friday, my regularly scheduled episode, I actually have Walter Williams coming on.
Oh.
And Walter Williams is he's an economist, economics professor.
He goes in for Rush Limbaugh sometimes, right?
He's kind of a big deal, Walter Williams.
Yeah.
Times. He's a regular contributor at LouRockwell.com, and he is.
Would he self-describe as a libertarian?
I think you might hear him more closely self-describe as a conservative. He's a pretty conservative guy, but he's a black guy who talks about a lot of the racial issues that go on, and he tries to explain these things in economics terms. And Walter has actually given me a certificate pardoning me from all of my transgressions against people of African descent, so I can stop acting like a damn fool in my relationships with black people. And I thought that was very important. So we're going to discuss some racial issues. It should be edgy and interesting.
As it should be on Some Garbage Podcast. ChristopherCampbell.com is your site. Let's go to Robert in Bellows Falls. We've got more numbers here and more talk about the statistics of Americans and their record lows or near record lows of their confidence in the federal government. But first, Robert in Vermont. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, you were talking about, the way that people feel about, the court system and stuff like that, like in New Hampshire, like everybody, it's all a lot of families are the ones that run the court system, and the attorney, they all sleep in the same damn bed together.
Yeah, it's certainly up in a place like New Hampshire, which is a very small, low population place. There's no doubt there's a lot of backroom deals and buddy buddy and good old boys system going on here.
One story that comes to mind was that when I'm going to throw the name out there because I don't care is Peter Eid. He had gone from the county attorney in Keene. And then became, the
Attorney General.
Attorney General, thank you. And then, it was short-lived because I guess there was some hoopla that happened up about Washington, and he got himself into some kind of jam.
Didn't he grab some lady's butt or something like that? I don't remember what happened.
I don't know, but the thing of it is
I wasn't around for it.
The guy, he was able to walk away with a slap on the wrist.
Sure, and he also got pulled over for DUI, which basically ended his career as county attorney. So this guy, Peter Heed, who's a nice enough guy in person, as many of these bureaucrats are, he was the attorney general for a while, and then he lost that because of sexual harassment allegations. I don't know if he stepped down or if he got fired. I'm not sure what happened to him there. Again, this was before my time
but
here.
But he was still the county attorney. But
then he became the county attorney again in Cheshire County, which is where we're located. And he was the county attorney for a number of years during the time that I lived here, and it was only a couple of years ago that he lost that gig, too. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that he got pulled over for a DUI.
Okay, so my question with that is, how come he was never charged with a sexual assault crime?
Yeah, I don't know what the allegations were in the case, so I can't really say for sure whether what he did was sexual assault. Generally, sexual assault is considered rape. I mean, that's kind of the legal code for rape, but I'm sure there are other variants on
that. I don't know. This one actually sounds to me like not the height of corruption. We're talking about a situation where the guy actually did lose his job. Where I get concerned, it seems to be that there's a lot of stories that I hear throughout the country where these guys get jammed up for all types of stuff, and they keep their jobs.
Or get a promotion. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. There's so many instances of police who are busy murdering people's dogs or exploding bombs near babies in cribs, and they'll end up getting promoted or like some sort of badge of honor, some kind of an award or bonus.
Right. I mean, there was a story not too long ago, I think it was in Massachusetts, where it was exposed that police were letting each other go for DUIs or something to that effect. And
yeah, what is it called? Privilege? Officer's privilege or something like that?
Yeah, that they're basically, I mean, it's sort of like an unspoken thing everywhere that you don't write another cop a ticket. I've heard stories where there's standoffs on the rare occasion that a law enforcement officer does decide to enforce the law against another law enforcement officer, and he's like, oh, I'll have your badge, and I'll go, blah, 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 and it's this big controversy.
Yep.
And in a lot of cases, these guys end up not only keeping their jobs, but as you said, getting promotions and that sort of thing. And this one actually doesn't sound as bad.
it is typical, though, Chris, that if the police do get in trouble, whether it's New Hampshire or anywhere, in a lot of cases it has to do with sex. So, for instance, there was a story about, or at least things that are considered sexual. So there was a story about a police officer, and I'm sorry, I don't remember where it was. We definitely talked about it here on Free Talk Live, who got fired after he was seen mowing his lawn in his underwear. Not because he beat somebody or because he, you know, arrested peaceful people and did terrible things. No, he was, you know, wanting to mow his lawn in his boxer briefs. And so, therefore, that was considered, you know, past the beyond the pale of the department's morality policy
or
whatever.
It's interesting to me where these people's priorities end up lying, right?
Yeah.
And I think that some of these things, I mean, we had this a similar incident with what David Petraeus in the federal government. I mean, there was something about some sexual scandal with him, and people were thinking about getting rid of him for that. And I'm like, I don't know, how about this massive war that he, led where all these people ended up getting killed? And that's not a big deal. But, you know, you cheat on your wife. Oh, well, now all of a sudden the federal government wants to get involved and give everybody this impression that we've got these really high moral standards.
So I have no doubt that the Peter Heed character, the former attorney general, that under his tutelage, there were plenty of arrests for drugs and plenty of arrests for, peaceful people not harming anybody, probably gambling, prostitution, and all manner of other victimless crimes that he presided over. I mean, as the attorney general, he's essentially the top cop in New Hampshire. So that's not what got him fired. It was, you know, a little indiscretion with sexuality.
Yeah, and that's, of course, it's one of these ridiculous distraction mechanisms, I think, that are in place that perhaps his political enemies conspired against him for, sounds like to me.
We were talking a moment ago about these statistics here. The AP reporting on the General Social Survey of 2014, which finds that 23% of Americans have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court, only 11% in the executive branch, and 5% in Congress. So we were talking about why there is this discrepancy, and I think that another factor is, to add to what our previous discussion was, that there's not as much in the news about corruption of the court. I mean, every now and then something will come out. Clarence Thomas, I think, is, you know, an old story from, what was that, the late 80s or something, the early 90s. There's that, but I mean, how many other corruption Supreme Court stories can you really think of on one hand?
Well, and because I think there's since the nature of the court, the Supreme Court of the United States is not generally as active as other branches of government, right? Like, the Supreme Court hears how many cases a year?
Yeah, so, only a few times do they come down and say, we think this.
And, of course, these people are, in many cases, very old, so they're far less likely to be involved in sexual scandals and that sort of thing.
Well, right. Who knows? I mean, I don't know if that's true, but they're just not as public, right? They're not out there pressing the flesh with people. They go do their court thing, and they probably go home.
Yeah, they don't have to win a popularity contest because they're a lifetime appointments, and
so,
they don't have to worry about losing their jobs.
They're just not out there that often, and so there's not as much interest in investigating them and learning about. Well, I'm sure there's some corruption going on. It's the government,
no
power is involved, but you just never hear about it. So because people don't hear about it, it doesn't destroy their legitimacy as much as it does for Congress, where there's always, you know, 400 plus of those guys. There are 535. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Especially if you are one of the 23% of Americans who actually still believes in the Supreme Court.
I think they said a great deal of confidence. Wasn't that the wording that they used?
Yeah, that's right. Great deal of confidence. So there's probably a range of answers that people could give here, which I don't have in front of me, but 11% in the executive branch and 5% in Congress. If you are within those percentiles, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah, I think that would be really interesting.
855-450-FREE. Also, the way America has been going lately, it's hard not to think about getting out of here from time to time. And there's an interesting project that's developing now in southern Chile that you might find worth checking out. They're offering very affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a little home base in Chile. It's not a sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It basically looks more like a condo building at a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is all full up. Go and check it out for yourself at FortGalt.com. That's FortGalt, G-A-L-T, FortGalt.com. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-453. Skype is username lrn.fm. Let's get back to the numbers here, Cantwell. We were talking about the Supreme Court, 23% saying they have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. And I was kind of going through some speculation on why that is, and one of my speculations was that, well, you know, there's just not as much corruption news about the Supreme Court. You just don't hear about them having sex with somebody else's husband or wife, getting caught with their pants down in the bathroom with some, you know, aide in their office, or whatever it is, you know, taking bribes. You just don't tend to hear about that stuff. stuff with the Supreme Court, so that I don't think it whittles away at the confidence of the American people over the years.
And, of course, these people haven't gone out and made a whole bunch of campaign promises. These are not elected
positions. That's true. They're not breaking promises.
Right, exactly. So they're sort of, you know, put in there by the executive branch, confirmed by the Senate, and then they're there for the rest of their lives. They are not people who have gone out and said, I will do this, and I will do that. And then it turns out that they didn't do what they said they were going to do, so people are not, you know, nearly as upset with them.
Plus, because people don't know as much about the court system, you know, there's mystery involved in the court system, right? They deal with legal land things where there's a whole different language. I mean, anybody who's ever looked into courts knows that there's something called legalese, and all of the laws, statutes, and, you know, everything the government does, essentially, in a lot of ways, are written in legalese, especially court decisions. And they use words that look like English, but they actually have many of them. Some have their common English definitions, but many of them are defined differently than their common English definitions. A good one is person.
Right, and of course they speak a good deal of Latin when they're
That's
talking about
as well.
Law as well, which is something that is obviously going to confuse a great deal of people who are not intimately familiar with what these folks are doing. I'm a guy who follows the Supreme Court. We talked about where we get our news from before. I have my Google News, and I have a section of my Google News is specifically following the Supreme Court, so I try to keep an idea of what cases that they're doing there. I don't imagine that most people have that unless they're not looking at it nearly as frequently, and I imagine that if this survey had asked people how they felt about the Federal Reserve, I'm willing to bet there's a lot of people who would express that they had a great deal of confidence in the Federal Reserve as well, just because they don't know as much about it.
Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing if... I'd be curious to know how many Americans really know what the Federal Reserve is. I mean,
imagine the number would be relatively small.
Yeah, that even know that it exists. There's probably a number of Americans who've heard the terms Federal Reserve before. They've seen it likely on the dollars Federal Reserve note. So they may acknowledge having some awareness of the concept of the Federal Reserve, but not really knowing anything about it beyond just hearing about it.
Yeah, they see their prices being, I mean, relatively stable. Of course, prices go up over time due to inflation and that sort of thing, but they really realize, hey, these dollars seem to work pretty well. I've got a pretty good degree of confidence in the dollar.
That's
until
true.
They start looking at it and realizing what it is and that it's lost 90% of its value over the last 100 years.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to undermine people's confidence in the dollar, but they still have to get the information in order to take them to that level.
Right, but if they've never looked at it, if they've never bothered to find out what the Federal Reserve is or what's going on with it, I imagine that they'd probably have a pretty good level of confidence in it. So I'd say the level of, I'm glad that it's below 25%, the number of people who have a great deal of confidence in the Supreme Court. But I imagine that it's really just because they don't know.
Well, plus they wear robes, Chris. I think that's another factor. They look more important than the average congressman. Congressmen, presidents, they're just men with suits and women with suits. Things, whatever. Women
right, there's think. It's almost a magical thing. They have faith in these institutions, similarly to how they have faith in their deities. That they're like, well, I don't see them too frequently, and they do look sort of majestic. And
it's more church-like as well. I mean, yeah, there's certainly some belief in the idea of government in general that people have, but as far as politicians are concerned, I don't think the average person in America is duped into believing that their S doesn't stink. Right? There may be some people who just love the president or whatever, whichever personality that happens to be. I'm not picking on one president or another. But whoever that personality happens to be, they've got that kind of cult surrounding them. They're the man, the one man or woman who is going to lead us, you know, to freedom or...
Right.
Tyranny.
Or even if you don't like the president's policies. I mean, I've heard Glenn Beck say, of all people, you know, he's not a big fan of President Obama, Glenn Beck, but he said, well, I respect the office. I'd take a bullet for the president of the United States.
Sick. And he calls himself a libertarian, which is ridiculous. So I think the robes have something to do with it, and the religion or the religious aspects of court that don't really exist elsewhere. Yes, there's the Pledge of Allegiance, and yeah, it's certainly true if you go to some sort of congressional event, they'll probably say the pledge at the beginning of it. But when Congress, you know, when a congressman walks into a room, it's not standard that people will pay attention and stand up in, you know, in unison, right? That's not one of the typical things that happens. They're not saluting the congressman or doing anything special for them.
Right. I think there's a lot more humor, if you will, like comedians will make fun of congressmen and presidents, whereas they're probably not going to make as many jokes about the court because people are not as culturally relevant.
right?
Yeah,
as it
true.
Is to make fun of your congressman or your president.
They're not in the news again. So, you know, a lot of the jokes that are made on like nighttime television, for instance, the talk shows, Jay Leno, I guess he's not hosting that anymore, I heard. But anyway, right. Those kind of shows, those are written based on what the news of the day is. Those writers, those comedy writers, they're parsing the news and they're making jokes about it because that's relevant to people.
Yeah, and you can contradict these people much more frequently because, of course, the politicians are out there talking and saying, hey, we're going to do
this.
That's true. And the justices, they don't have a media presence. These guys are not out there. I don't know how many of these folks are on Twitter, but they're certainly not the most prolific social media users out there.
And they don't debate either. Even though there's in a split decision, there's going to be the side for the majority and the side for the minority or the dissenters or whatever or the dissenting opinion in these court decisions. Nobody reads that stuff, right? Like, if you ever hear about the contents of their opinions, it's through the lens of the mainstream media.
Right. I personally do read these things in a lot of cases, but very few people do. Like
right.
I said, how many people have a SCOTUS section in their news feeds? And then because the media is not inclined to go after them, right? Because it's not like there's a whole lot that you can do about the Supreme Court. It's not like they're going to come up for election next month, right? And
nope.
That's something that the media just has no incentive to do anything about because you're not going to scramble a whole bunch of activists to get rid of a judge who's got a lifetime appointment. There's not quite the sensationalism surrounding them for people to get upset about.
So we did some exit polling yesterday. They had a local election, actually all across New Hampshire, local elections were going on. In our area here in Keene, they had a school board election because, again, it's the city organization here, so the city council elections won't happen until November of this year, but they were doing the school board election here, and so great time to go out and talk to people who are voters, the ones who are making decisions. And what do they think? Well, what we asked was one simple question. It was a simple one question exit poll, and unlike most exit polls, this particular poll didn't really have anything to do with the candidates. It had nothing at all, in fact.
Right, or the issues that were on the ballot in this case, which
correct.
Is what most of it was.
The question was, do you think the government is too big, too small, or just the right size? Now, longtime libertarians probably recognize the question. I learned it from Harry Brown, who was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000. And it was a great little question that he would sort of ask to qualify people as to, you know, are these people prospects for liberty? You know, because when you're talking to people about freedom, you don't want to spend all your time talking to the arch statist. In fact, you probably want to spend as little time as possible if your goal is to reach people with the ideas of liberty.
Right. If you're in the teachers union and you're financially dependent on growing this budget, you're probably not going to sign up for the Keene Liberty Alliance mailing list. It's
yeah.
terribly unlikely.
Exactly. Now, we weren't repping the Libertarian Party, even though you did rejoin the Libertarian Party recently.
Right.
The purpose here was to find people who thought the government was too big. So we'll share some of the results from our little informal exit poll that we did, because you and I both spent a couple hours apiece doing this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. Plus, we got more numbers here. We just scratched the surface. There's some more interesting stuff about Americans and their opinions on the federal government. And if you love the federal government, we would still love to hear from you. Call on in. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.